现在呢，我们一起来念修心八颂。大家有没有带来你的讲义？修心八颂的讲义，要不然在这本粉红色的上一批我们分发了这本七愿法本粉红色的功课课诵本里面第十三页也有。都找到了吗？没有修心八颂这颂本的朋友们可以举手哈，这边有，这边还有。你们也可以用英文念哦，如果你比较习惯用英文的话，你可以用英文念，英文是 Eight Verses of Thought Transformation。OK， OK， 我们现在就一起念诵吧。修心八颂，我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情。随处与谁为伴时，是己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿即呵斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见识如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜，他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他，无习饶意助某人，且曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿人视为善之事，无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与友情，如母有情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
Short meditation. Okay, let's see.
现在我们做一个简短的观修。
Okay, so first, so Bijulai, the Buddha Shakyamuni in front of one space tries to visualize as clear as possible.
首先，观想本是释迦牟尼佛就在我们前方的虚空中，观想的越清晰越好。
So next, then, in front of Buddha Shakyamuni, so you can visualize this transcendental offering, whole universe, all the space is covered by the offering.
如是观想本师释迦牟尼佛，我们可以观想呢，他环绕着所有的慎重，还有所有的慎重围绕，像以这样的观想做对境。做行广大的义供养。
So now, next one, so you make offering to Buddha Shakyamuni. Then also you think that Buddha Shakyamuni receive all your offering, generate great bliss in his mind.
如是做了这广大的义供养之后呢，我们要观想呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢，接受到了我们的供养。并以此升起大欢喜心。
Then nectar alighters come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself, then purified all our negative karma, all obscuration, the physical suffering, the mental suffering, are totally purified.
本师释迦牟尼佛升起欢喜心，并放出大光明，并降下甘露。这甘露和光明呢，进入我们的身体呢，净化了我们所有的业障、所有的烦恼、所有我们所面对的生理的、心理上的烦恼，全部呢都完全净化。
Okay, so next one, so around oneself, so visualize or think all sentient beings, all human beings, suras, asuras, animals, hungry ghosts, hell beings, so remember all of them, then remember their kindness, so then remember their suffering, remember the lacking of happiness, so then you make this strong wish, you know, this each and every sentient beings, may they have happiness and cause of happiness, then also free from suffering and cause of suffering. So think from your heart.
我们也接着观想呢，在我们的周围呢，围绕着六道所有的众生，地狱道的众生，恶鬼道的众生，畜生道的众生，还有人道的众生，天人道的众生，阿修罗道的众生等等，如是六道的众生呢，在我们的周围，我们意念他们，他们所给予我们的帮助等等，所以呢，我们升起意念起他们所面目前所面对的痛苦，所以我们升起这个大慈大悲的心，我们愿所有的众生都能得到快乐及快乐的因，我们愿所有的六道众生都能远离苦及苦的因。
Okay, so next we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 5 times.
接着呢，我们就念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次。7 times, 5 times.
Hundred times. Seven times.
七次。Taya ta om moni moni ma moni so taya ta om moni moni ma moni so taya ta.Where to start? Supposed to show this one, yeah? Last week you talked about refuge.
And,
Andy asked a question on refuge.
And,
we haven't started.
I don't know because... Yeah, last time she asked the question. How to convince people to take refuge, you know?
上个星期呢，我们的 Auntie 问了一个问题，就是怎么样说服别人呢？接受这个皈依啊？怎样跟人家讲什么是皈依
？So this question is good. You know, we all need to think. If you meet someone there, how you convince, you know, the person to take refuge, Buddha Dan.Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. You know, how really you explain to the person make this person comfortable, I'm going to rap, you know.
所以呢，我们其实这个皈依三宝的问题是我们每个人都要思维的去思考的问题啊。当我们讲我们皈依三宝，我们怎么跟别人解释，尤其是那个想法和我们不太一样的人，我们怎样去跟他解释，让他相信。
So, 8 verses, my training is the practice of the, you know, how to develop the bodhicitta mind, you know, so practice of that, so.
当我们讲这个修心八颂这个教导的时候呢，其实呢，这是一种修行的教法，它教我们如何升起我们的菩提心。
So maybe we just read, I don't know, this one a little bit. The first one, determinant to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings.Who are more precious than a wish, fulfilling jewels, I shall hold them most dear at all time.
当我们在读这修心八颂的颂文的时候，它的第一颂就是我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力。恒常心怀真爱情。
So here, so this one, I don't know. So here, something stuck there. See how.
忍不住咳嗽了。
So here, who are more precious than wish fulfilling jewels? We talk about the sentient beings. You know, in the sentient being is much more precious than wish fulfilling jewels, so we must understand that.
在这第一颂记里面呢，他其实有一个问题，就问到谁是比这个如意宝来得更珍贵的？那答案呢？其实就是众生，就所有的有情众是比如意宝还来得珍贵的。
Then when you see that, then you put effort. You know, I shall hold them the most dear all the time. You know, when you see that, then you're able to hold them all the time. That the precious one, that the dearest one. You know, we're able to keep our mind like that.
如果呢，我们真的能够看到所有的众生比如意宝更珍贵的话呢，我们就能做到那个颂记里面讲的恒常心怀真爱情。这个恒常呢，就是时时刻刻的意思，也就是我们现代语文讲的 24/7， 24小时，每天24小时，每一天一个星期，每一天都是这样的，所以就恒常心怀真爱情，就你时时刻刻呢都不保持这样的心。
So here, so when you make prayer for your pine, wish fulfilling jewels, then you make prayer. So whatever you want, all the material thing you are able to receive, you know. So that the wish fulfilling jewels, something like that. When you find that, you make prayer, then all the your wishes. You know, all property, all this, able to eliminate, you know, able to get a lot of material, you know. So, but when you look at the sentient beings, the sentient beings much more precious than that, you know, here they're talking about.
所以当我们讲的众生呢，其实比如意宝还要珍贵。所以我们首先就要问的就是什么是如意宝。这在佛经里面呢有讲到哈，如果呢你能够找到这如意宝的话，这个东西叫如意宝，你向他祈求的话，你要什么你就能够得到什么，所以呢他就能够满你所祈求的，你所希望拥有的，你所愿意得到的。所以这个如意宝你找到的时候，你好好祈求的话，你就会得到所有的物质上的需求，你得到所有的满足。所以这如意宝呢，是能够去除我们所面对的贫穷。可是呢，如果你看到众生，所以如意宝是个很了不起的宝贝来的。所以如果当你看到众生的话，你能看到众生比如意宝还要珍贵的话呢，你就达到了这一诵偈的修心的要求。
So maybe easy to understand. Maybe we don't see the wish fulfilling jewels, but maybe easy to understand. Just example, if we have billion of dollar, you know, then you know you think you know the billion dollar can bring so much happiness, and because of that you cherish, you know, you hold on, you know, all the time. So you know this can bring so much happiness.You know, whatever you like to do, you know, how you want to enjoy, so you know that. So that's why we cherish, hold on.
我们呢，可能我们所有的人可能都看不到这如意宝，不知道这如意宝呢长得是什么样子的，所以呢可能比较难明白。所以呢，仁波切就举了个例子。如果呢，我们有100万元的话，哦，100万元讲，哇，这100万元可以给我们带来很多的幸福，很多的快乐。所以这100万元呢，我们就觉得它是非常珍贵的，它是宝贝的不得了的，哦，所以它是我们非常珍爱的东西。因为呢，如果得到了这100万元呢，我们就可以随心所欲，哦，想要。要拥有什么就拥有什么，想要买什么就什么，所以它给我们带来很多呢，很多很多的受用，给我们带来很多的快乐。所以这个如意宝呢，就好像是这样，而且比这个100万元更加的强大。
So here, so comparing one sentient beings and billion dollar, okay? Here just comparing, which one you should cherish? You know, here talking about, you should cherish the sentient beings.Much more than the billion dollar. So I think this verse is saying that.
所以呢，当我们拿众生和这100万元来比较的时候呢，我们到底应该珍爱谁呢？是珍爱这些众生呢，还是珍爱这100万元？这个答案呢，就是在这颂记里面讲，其实呢，众生是比这100万元还来得珍贵的，所以呢，我们要珍爱这些众生。
Okay, so that's the meaning. Who are more precious than the wish-fulfilling jewels? You know, so mean that this one sentient being is much precious than the billion dollar. So,
所以呢，到底是谁比这个如意宝呢还要珍贵呢？其实是众生。所以我们应该视众生尤胜如意宝。
So. So now question is how is that? You know, we don't think that. You know, billion dollars much precious than one sentient beings. We don't think that opposite way. You know, we think the money is much much important than the sentient beings. You know, now so the reason, now we have to think why, you know, why one sentient being is more precious than the billion dollar.
你可能就会有疑问了，为什么会这样呢？怎么会是答案？怎么会是这个样子呢？因为大多数人都不会这么想，我们大多数人都会觉得，其实呢，这100万元的钱呢，比啊其他东西，比众生啊来的重要。所以呢，现在我们就要去思维啊，到底为什么众生呢会比这100万元呢来的更珍贵？
So here we talk about the generating Buddhist mind, or talking about how to develop loving kindness to each and every sentient beings, including your enemy. You know, so when you're able to develop this loving kindness in your mind, including your enemy, and you are able to develop Buddhist mind.
其实这里我们要讲的是怎么样的发起或者升起我们这个菩提心，所以呢，这里我们讲的呢，我们先要对所有的众生呢升起这大慈的心，这个大爱的心哦。这个大慈大爱的心呢，包括爱我们的敌人。所以呢，当我们能升起这样的心的时候，这个心态的时候呢，就包括我们敌人在内，我们都升起这个大慈心的时候呢，我们才能升起菩提心。
So here, if you're able to meditate that, you know, if you're able to develop Buddhist mind to each and every sentient beings, or you're able to develop loving kindness to each and every sentient beings, then you see that, you know, this mind brings so much happiness for oneself, you know.You talk about this life. When you talk about this life, it brings so much happiness for this life. Then, if we talk about the future life happiness, what we wish to achieve, like God's realm, human realm, also this Buddhist mind able to bring that in the future.
所以，如果我们能够如理的去思维的话，这样的去修持的话呢，我们呢就会对所有的众生呢升起这个大慈心。像这个大慈心升起的时候呢，我们就希望呢能够升起啊菩提心。为什么菩提心这么重要呢？如果我们能升起这个菩提心的话呢，对我们的本身呢，我们这一生里面呢，它可以跟我们带来大快乐。这个菩提心的正能量呢，也能够为我们的未来生哈带来快乐。我们也可以投生为人道，投生到人道去，或投生为天人。
So like that. Also then, not only that, you know, even if you want to wish achieve the liberation, which is free from suffering, the liberation, even you want to achieve, then they are able to achieve by the Buddhist mind.
如果呢，我们希求呢，能够从轮回中解脱的话呢，这样呢，如果我们能够升起这个菩提心的话，它也能够帮助我们证得解脱。
So, not only that, also you mentioned. When you develop Buddhist mind, then you are able to achieve the full enlightenment. You know, so knowing each and every single existing thing, knowing all sentient beings' mind, then able to help each and sentient beings without single mistake. You know, that kind of state you are able to achieve. You know, if you develop Buddhist mind.
不只是如此，当我们的菩提心升起的时候呢，我们就可以依靠这个菩提心呢，去证得圆满的正等正觉，证得佛的果。我们讲佛的果是什么呢？就是我们可以证得遍一切智智， 我们知道所有的东西，我们可以知道每一个众生他心里头在想什么，我们可以去除呢所有的错误，所有的烦恼，断掉所有的烦恼，证得所有的功德。
So here, so you have to see that point. When you cherish the sentient beings, or when you have loving kindness to sentient beings, when you develop bodhicitta mind to sentient beings, then what the benefit you get? You know, so this you have to see. You know, even this life, you get all the happiness. In the future life, also all the happiness come from this bodhicitta mind, include liberation.The enlightened, you know, so is come from the loving kindness and bodhicitta mind. Then again, boils down to sentient beings. This loving kindness, bodhicitta mind, come from the sentient beings, depend on the sentient beings.
所以如果我们真爱众生的话呢，我们对众生呢能够升起这个大慈心呢，并依这大慈心呢升起这菩提心的话呢，这样我们能够得到什么的利益呢？啊，其实呢我们得到利益呢是非常非常广大的，我们这一生呢就可以得到了很大的快乐，不只是这一生得到快乐和利益，我们的未来生啊，就将来未来投生到善道去啊，也可以证得解脱啊，甚至可以证得佛的果位。所以呢我们证得解脱轮回，证得佛的果位呢，都是依靠啊这个大慈心的升起，都是依靠呢这菩提心的升起来得到的。而这菩提心的升起，大慈心的升起，又是以什么为依境呢？以什么为对境来修来证得的呢？就是依靠众生。
So this one we have to understand, you know. So now comparing these two, you know.So, which will pull in jewels with this object, or with $1,000,000 as an object, is impossible, you know. With the object, it doesn't give you this opportunity to develop loving kindness. You know, this doesn't give you the arise bodhicitta mind, you know.
所以呢，如果说如意宝是非常珍贵的，是比较珍贵的，你对着如意宝来修你的心呢，把如意宝当作对镜来修持的话，你是生不起这个大慈心的，你也生不起这个菩提心的。所以呢，如果你能够这样思维的话呢，你就会看到众生的重要性。
So here, so you have to see that you have $1,000,000.Okay, we don't see the usual visual, so I'm just giving that $1,000,000,000. So, when you cherish that, you know, maybe that can bring some kind of happiness in this life, some comfort. But same time, you can see that it brings so much suffering in the life with that object, you know. They might give some temporary happiness for this life, but it doesn't give, from this object, doesn't give.You know, everlasting happiness, even this life, even future life, of course, you know, it doesn't have the condition to achieve liberation and enlightenment like the sentient beings, you know.
所以呢，当我们看看这$1,000,000的时候，以一个$1,000,000来思维的时候，如果我们非常珍爱这$1,000,000。这个$1,000,000呢，最多最多只能给我们这一生呢带来一些受用，带来一些短暂的快乐，它不是究竟的。哦，我们呢，以这个$1,000,000呢来做对镜的话呢，它其实呢有时候甚至会带给我们痛苦。哦，所以这$1,000,000呢，我们很清楚啊，这样思维的话就很清楚的看到，它不能带给我们永恒的快乐。哦，它不能。就算这一生呢，也不是永久的快乐，未来生呢，它也不能帮助我们得到解脱，因为呢，它不具备这样的因缘，能够帮助我们证得解脱。
So this, you know, we need to think and have to understand, you know, so.
所以呢，我们要如是的去思维，然后呢，在心里呢要非常明白。
So then, after you really understand the point, you know, how much benefit you get by cherishing the other sentient beings. You will be able to see that, then you are able to hold all sentient beings the most dear at all time. Yeah.
如果呢，我们这样如理的去思维的话呢，我们就可以看到真爱众生呢，能够带给我们的大利益。当我们看到这样的大利益的时候呢，我们就能够对众生啊，恒常的心里怀着真爱的情意。
So like that. So actually, I mean, last time we didn't really talk about that. Last time the class was we talk about the small scope, then middle scope, then great scope. We really didn't talk much. So.
所以呢，在前面几个佛学班里面呢，我们上师都已经开讲了一些佛理，主要讲的是下师父道，还有中师父道的修行啊。对于这个上师父道呢，我们讲的并不多。So
again here, so in order to see all sentient beings, most dear one, it's not easy. You know, so therefore, all the great master, they all always explain, and it's extremely important, you know, to accumulate merit and purify negative karma, and make a strong request to the all the lineage lama. Then you meditate, then maybe you are able to achieve something, you are able to see something.
所以呢，要能够视众生呢为最真爱的呢，这是一件非常不容易的事。所以呢，我们所有的具德的传承上师呢，他都教导我们呢，在修行的时候呢，我们要很积极的去积累这个福德，同时呢，要很积极的去净化我们的业障、我们的烦恼。 这样才能够去如理的去思维去进修。So,
I mean, that's why you see in all the practice everywhere, you know, even the Lamrim, very beginning, they come up with the seven limb practice. You know, so whole idea is to create merit and purify our negative karma. You know, then if that happened, then much easier to have this realization. Such as here, you know, seeing all sentient beings is the most dear one, like that.
所以在所有的传承、所有的修行、佛法的修行当中呢，所以我们从一开始呢，我们都会很积极的去做这样的东西哦。比如说，我们最初修行的是这个七支文，在七支文呢，修行呢，主要是让我们能够积福德啊，净罪业，让我们能够很积极的去累积很大的福德，能够净化呢我们所有的业障、我们的罪业等等。 当我们能够达到这样，能够积福，能够净罪的时候呢，我们去思维的话呢，去进修的时候就比较容易得到证悟。然后得到证悟呢，我们就比较容易视众生为最真爱的。So
like that. So whatever you do the practice, very beginning, you know, so you visualize the object of refuge or object of merit field, whatever you call. So then based on that you do seven practice. Then you make strong request to the holy object able to develop whatever you are practice, you know.
所以当开始呢，我们最初修行的时候呢，我们要观想我们前方的虚空呢为我们的皈依境，然后对着我们的皈依境呢，我们做修这个七支文的七支供养文，然后我们发身心啊，向着我们的皈依境的祈求，让我们呢能够呢升起啊这个菩提道次第的所有的证悟。
So like that. So then So here, so I think I need to talk a little bit. Otherwise, we didn't talk about the great scope, so then maybe people might have difficult time to understand. So here, so how to develop bodhicitta, you know, so so there's two different methods to develop bodhicitta mind, you know, so one is come from the Maitreya Buddha, then, yeah, the seven cause and effect. Seven cause and effect?
Yep. Seven-point cause and effect.
Yeah, seven
instruction.
Cause and effect, yeah.
所以呢，上师在这里讲了为什么要开示呢？这个修心八颂啊，其实是属于大圣的教导，是属于上师辅导的修行。可是呢，如果直接这样讲的话呢，可能有些朋友不能了解，所以呢，他需要再讲解一下，从基本最开始我们是最讲讲修的下师辅道、中师辅道的一些东西，然后呢，才进入呢我们讲这个大圣的修行。 这个大圣的修行呢，在这里我们讲的是这个法本讲的主要是如何升起这个菩提心。这样升起这个菩提心呢，根据我们的佛教我们的那个传承里面呢，它是有两种方法。这其中一个方法呢，就是弥勒菩萨弥勒佛所传下来的七重因果修法。
So that is like, I think, first one, the recognizing all sentient beings, one's mother, yeah.
所以这个七重因果修法呢，它的第一个要点呢，就讲七重因果嘛，所以它七个点。第一个就是师母。 知母，对不起，第一个是叫做知母，知道的知，母亲的母。
Then the second one, the remembering. Remembering their kindness.
第一个点叫念恩，就意念他们的恩惠。
Then the third one, then wish to repay their kindness.
第三个要点叫 报恩.
Then the fourth one, the love. Yeah.
第四个点叫慈心，慈爱的心.
Then the fifth one, compassion.
第五个要点叫悲心.
Then the sixth one, wholehearted resolve. Result.
第六个要点叫责任心。啊
？Wholehearted result. Then the already what six? Yeah.
Six already. Yeah.
Okay. Now the six is the cause. So now number seven, I don't know, the bodhicitta mind. Yeah, the enlightened mind.
第七个要点就是菩提心。 而在前面那个责任心呢，是因这个菩提心呢，就是果，所以就知母念恩报恩慈心悲心责任心菩提心，就对了。Okay,
so this the Maitreya Buddha he teach this how to develop bodhicitta. You know, so he mentioned that this the way. You know, recognizing you know one's all sentient beings one's mother, repaying their kindness. No, remember their kindness, then repaying their kindness, love, compassion, then wholehearted resolve. After that, then you generate the bodhicitta mind. So Maitreya explained in this way.
所以呢，升起菩提心的这个传承里面呢，第一个传承，第一个方法呢，是来自弥勒佛，就是弥勒佛的教导的方法。这第一个方法呢，就是要知母，就知道所有的众生呢，过去世都曾经是你的母亲。第二个呢，就是因为知母，所以呢，念恩，会意念呢，这些母亲呢，在当你的母亲时所给予你的恩情。第三个呢，就是要报恩呢。 要报答这个母亲给你的恩惠。第四个呢，就是升起的慈心了，这慈爱的心啊。第五个呢，就悲心了，就是为他们拔苦。第六个呢，是责任心了，担当起个责任呢，要为他们解脱。第七个呢，就升起真正的菩提心。
So like that. So that's the one. Then there's one. I think from.Manjushri to Shantideva, so there's another method to develop bodhicitta, changing self and other.
第二个传承呢是来自文殊师利佛，就文殊师利菩萨了啊，他把这个传承呢传给祭天菩萨，那祭天菩萨一直传到我们的祖师。这个第二个方法呢叫自他相换法。
So. So here, the first one, you know, recognizing all sentient beings as one's mother. So here, so we need to think a little bit more on that, you know, how could be all sentient beings as your mother, you know, whether it's real or not, you know, so we need to think that.
Okay. 这里呢仁波切要讲的就是弥勒佛的这个七重因果修法。就第一个呢是知母，就是所有的众生呢过去世都曾经是你的母亲了，到底这是可能的吗？我们要这样去思维。
So, so here, so.So, as I mentioned the last class, you know, so first is we need to find out whether it's one, just one lie or we have many lies. You know, this is something we need to think. And whether there's past lie, whether there's future lie, or just one lie. You know, this is something because we need to think about that.
在能够这样思维之前，我们应该先搞清楚我们是不是只有这一生，还是我们会有很多很多生，就说呢到底是这一生完了就没有了，还是有所谓的过去生啊？这样到底有没有，如果有过去生的话，这样到底有没有未来生？
So then So here maybe I don't know. So Buddha said, one of the sutra he said, Buddha said he didn't see. He didn't see any place, I don't know. Buddha said, he didn't see any place in the past. He didn't take.Rebirth in that place. Also, Buddha couldn't see any particular sentient beings, you know, didn't take that kind of rebirth. Buddha said like that in the sutta, he didn't see that.
Buddha 自己本身曾经说过呢，他自己呢看不到。
No,
这世界的任何哪一个地方哦，他从来没有投生过的，所以就是他每一个地方他去都曾经投生过， 他也看不到任何一个众生呢，没有在任何一个地方投生过。
I think here, I think Buddha is not talking himself. I think it's Buddha saying to someone, you know, I didn't see, you know, you didn't take any place, any kind of place. You didn't take river in telling to someone, you know.
所以呢，这佛陀在佛经上讲
说 any kind of particular sentient being, you didn't take river, you know, I didn't see that, you know, Buddha said to the person.、Yeah.
所以呢，那个佛陀在佛经上说，曾经对一个人这么说了哈、哦，我看不到任何众生，没有在任何一个道上、任何一个地方哦投，没有投生过，就说我们呢已经全部哦在任何一道、任何一个地方都投生过了。
Also, Buddha mentioned to the person also like, I cannot see anyone who didn't become your father.So I didn't see any sentient being, particular sentient being, who didn't become your mother. So I didn't see any particular sentient being who didn't become your son and daughter. You know, so like that.
像佛陀更进一步的说，进一步的说呢，我也看不到任何一个众生，我也看不到任何一个众生呢，过去哦，曾经不是哦，不是你的父母，或者不是你的子女。
So that means, so I think Buddha said that, so that means Buddha saying, so, you know, we take all sort of rebirth, you know, not like particular rebirth we never take, so Buddha can't say that, so that means everyone take, you know,rebirth in different place, any kind of place we already take the rebirth in the past.
其实刚才讲的是有点好像阿摩的翻译啊。其实中文的说法，中文啊，如果是中国人的说法，就是我曾看到你过去世呢，都每个众生都曾经是你的父母，每个众生呢都曾经做过你的子女。这是华文的说法，不是哈、哦，这种是很怪的，这不是华文的，不是华人讲话的方式，哦 ，OK， 这是语文的问题。像佛说呢，他曾经看过，就是他看过以他的智慧哦，他佛智哦来看，每一个众生呢，每一个人都曾经投生到各种各样的道去，地狱恶鬼众生畜生人道阿修罗天人，全部每一个地方每一个角落、哦、你都曾经投生过了。
So here, so now when you think carefully, so in samsara, so there's samsara have no beginning, and you know samsara have no beginningYou know, so therefore, one's life also don't have the beginning, you know.
因为呢，为什么会这样呢？因为轮回啊，是没有一个起点的，所以我们讲的轮回是无始的。既然轮回是无始的哈，我们这个生命啊，你们推上去也就是无始的，它是没有个起点的。
So here, when you samsara, is talking about oneself. Oneself in samsara, so we don't have the beginning. You know, so therefore, so there's beginningless time. You know, so there's no beginning. So therefore, each time you have to take rebirth, you know.
所以呢，我们自己本身的轮回啊。是无始的，我们自己本身、啊、所以从无始以来呢，我们就不断的流转生死，就生了又死，死了又生，生了又死，就不断的在那边流转了、啊。
So here, so idea is that, so there's so many rebirth, almost like, you know, there's beginningless. So therefore, each time you have to take rebirth.Then you have to depend on the mother you know, most of the time. So mostly you have to depend on the mother. So therefore, so in this way, you know, you take so many rivers. So therefore, so each and every sentient beings has been your mother. You know.
所以呢，因为呢，我们自己本身的轮回是无死的，不是无死，无始的，所以呢，我们就不断的生生死死，就是不断的生死，其实我们生死已经很多很多次，无法计量，无法计算。可是当我每次投生的时候呢，我们都有一个母亲。 我们投生都需要个母亲啊，把我们带到这个世上，不论是哪一道，所以呢，我们就要依靠，很非常依赖哦那一生人的母亲，因为我们不断的生生死死，所以我们不断的有很多很多个母亲，所以呢，每一个众生呢，应该是无始嘛，所以每一个众生呢，都曾经当过我们的母亲。
Then you talk the hell beings. Of course, we have been taking the hell beings numberless of time. We take rebirth in the animal, not one time, numberless of time. You talk the hungry ghosts, not one time, numberless of time. Human beings, suras, asuras, not one time, it's numberless of time.
所以呢，我们要这样的去思维，进一步的扩展我们的思维，就是我们投生到地狱道哦，已经数不清了。我们曾经在地狱道报道过很多很多次了，哦，已经数不清了。我们曾经呢，投生为恶鬼哦，恶鬼道做恶鬼，做了很多很多次的恶鬼，哦，数不清。我们曾经呢，投生到畜生道、旁生去，去了很多很多次，数不清了。我们也曾经投生为阿修罗，很多很多数不清次。
So, even I mentioned, you know, also, even one's mother for this life, you talk about your own mother for this life. This, your own mother, is not only this life been your mother, you know, mentioned that. Your own mother, the present mother, has been your mother numberless of time.
佛呢也曾经说过，因为呢，我们在轮回了很久了。 所以呢，我们这一生啊，就算是我们这一生的母亲啊，她不只是这一生是你的妈妈，她曾经过去世很多很多次呢，都曾经做过你的母亲。Yeah,
so it's not easy. So you know, but it's logically, you know, it's like that. In reality is like that, but we don't understand that.
所以呢，要真正的去明白哦，真正的去了解哦，这样的道理其实呢是很不容易的哦。我们要用这个逻辑呢来去推理哦，推理原来的真实啊，这个真相啊，原来是这样，这是非常不容易做到的。
OK, 啊？Do you understand?
大家还可以接受吧?
All sentient beings as your mother.
所以所有的众生都曾经是你的母亲。你看到蟑螂的时候，你要这样想。啊？No, no, no. See, all sentient beings must be your mother, right? Must be think like this. So when you see the cockroach, you must think like this.
Of course.
对，我翻译的对，<笑>我没有说错。<笑> 很难啊。You see, it's very difficult because when you see a cockroach or whatever, you say, ah, no, how do you see the cockroach as your mother, previous life mother? You see, very difficult. So how?
Of course, difficult. Of course, difficult.
当然很难啦。How to overcome this? How to overcome this?
Hold, put in pocket.
What is it? Hold the cockroach, put in the pocket.
Put in pocket. Cockroach hold, then put in your pocket.
Oh. 就是你看到蟑螂的时候，你把它捡起来，放在你的口袋里面。你不要杀死它了，不要拿白光啊。
So, I don't know.Somehow, I don't know, only here I came to Singapore, I noticed most of Singaporeans are scared of cockroach. I'm not scared of cockroach, you know. But I don't see why you're scared, there's no reason at all. He don't bite, even if he bite, you don't die. You know? Actually, I don't understand why you're scared, but you don't bite.No, I can hold, put here, I can release there, you know, they don't do anything, you know. But here, people are so scared, cockroach, then they just run away. It's more scared than the atom bomb, you know, they run away.
So, 呢上师来到仁波切来到新加坡发现很多新加坡人其实很怕蟑螂哦，就他其实就不明白了为什么我们这样怕蟑螂。他讲蟑螂其实不会咬人吗？就算给他咬了也不会死掉吗？哦，所以他其实不明白，所以他讲不懂为什么新加坡人这样怕蟑螂。他其实你看到蟑螂，你把它捡起来放在你手上，它就飞走了嘛。可是新加坡人好像比怕原子弹还要怕蟑螂。
So here nowadays, what I'm saying is, so here now we have to understand, whatever you see the cockroach, yeah, of course this lifetime, the cockroach is not your mother, yeah, but whether this cockroach became your mother in the past, this is the big question now.
所以呢，当然我们看到蟑螂的时候呢，我们非常清楚啊，在我们的这一生呢，这只蟑螂不是我们的母亲，它不是我们的妈妈。可是呢，我们要去思维，究竟呢，这只蟑螂在过去生是不是我们的母亲？
啊，You are able to say no? Possible.If somebody asks you, you're able to say no, totally no, or it's possible, has been my mother in the past.
所以当你看到这蟑螂的时候，你可以非常肯定的说，这只蟑螂不曾经当过我的妈妈吗？还是它可能
？What do you think? Immediately you say no, or?It's possible has been my mother in the past.
你可以马上就说，肯定他没有当过我的妈妈吗？你可以马上这样说吗？你怎么认为？安迪莲花。哦，你讲的是那个打鱼骂打吃鱼打狗的那个故事哈。哦 ，OK。所以可能啦，可能。Auntie Lin Hua say it's possible because she based on the story you told her last time during your last lessons, previous lessons, you told the story about the son beating the dog and eating the fish and the mother carrying the child who is the enemy. the Shariputra story.
Okay. Yeah. So first important step, you know, this cockroach has been my mother in the past. You have this idea, that is already very good. You know, you must think when you see the cockroach, has been my mother in the past. You know, first you will be able to have some question in your mind, then it's very good.
所以当你能够看到蟑螂想，哎，这是我过去世的母亲，你有这样的想法的话呢，这是非常好的。Then you won't harm the cockroach.
Yeah, you're not bad as used to be. You know, if you think that, you won't be bad as used to be.
所以你能够这样思维的话呢，你就不会呢去伤害它，就不会像以前那样坏。
Then you'll be more careful. Maybe you don't like, but you'll be more careful. Yeah? How to handle the cockroach.
所以呢，就算呢你不喜欢蟑螂或不喜欢那样东西呢，可是你会比较小心呢，你就不会去伤害它。
Yeah, you really see after a while. You really see. Oh, you recognize this is my mother. You meditate after you recognize this cockroach is my mother. Exactly the same as this my mother in this life. Then you are able to keep together.
所以呢，当你呢能够看到一只蟑螂的时候呢，你能够马上有这样的认知，知道这是你过去世的母亲，你能够达到知母的境界的话呢，这样呢就是从你的去观修啊，去思维，去修到当你看到蟑螂的时候。 你能够对待它，好像它就是你这一生的妈妈的时候呢，你就练成功了。Okay,
so like that. So you see, you know, when you see, don't talk about cockroach. You know, you think your own mother this life. We are not even sometimes not close. You know, we hate even this life mother. You know how our mind works. You know. Forget about cockroach. Even your own life, this mother, you know this is my mother, but still, not all the time you are happy with the mother. Always unhappy and, you know, this happened in this world.
不要说蟑螂了，就是真正的母亲。比如说呢，我们这一生的母亲，有时候呢，可能我们和我们的母亲呢，也不是那么的亲近。 这样有时候呢，可能有时候呢，甚至会恨啊，或者不喜欢呢，我们这一生的母亲。所以我们看到我们的母亲的时候，有时候我们也是不是很开心的。所以这样的事情呢，在这个世界上是常有的了，曾发生过的。So
here, you know, when it's recognizing what. Every sentient beings want mother. So idea is that, you know, when you see any kind of sentient beings, you know, must question oneself. You know, whether I harm the sentient beings or help the sentient beings. You know, then when the harm arises, then you must think that whether this particular sentient being has been my mother in the past. In the question. Then you think it's maybe it has been past, has been mother. My mother, then that immediately your mind help not to engage in the negative.
所以，当我们讲这个第一个修菩提心的这个要点呢，就知母啊。当我们呢能够认知每一个众生呢，曾经都当过我的母亲，好，有一些是这一生一个，过去世啊，曾当过母亲。 所以这个叫知母的条件呢、啊，你修到了，好，所以当我们看到一个众生的时候，我们到底是要去伤害那个众生，还是要去帮助那众生？如果我们是伤害我们的那个伤害的这个嗔心啊、生气的时候，我们应该这样去想：这一位众生过去世曾经当过我的母亲，可能吗？ 如果你觉得你这样去想的话，这样去思维的话，你觉得答案是可能的话， 马上呢，你这个要伤害那个众生的心呢，就会减弱了。
So again, do you understand this? You know, have this calm in your mind. You know, has been my mother. So again, have to understand past life and beginning this lifetime. You know, taking different type of rebirth. You know, so like that must have this understanding.
所以呢，我们时常要把这一点呢记在我们的心里呢。啊，当面对众生的时候呢，我们要意念呢啊，过去世呢，我们曾受生到不同的善趣、恶趣啊，不同的道趣。所以呢，啊，这些众生呢，都有可能是我过去世的母亲。
So here, the recommended. So again, question is how to.Develop Buddhist mind, you know, so how to see all sentient beings as your mother, you know, how to develop this love, compassion, each and every sentient beings, you know, so it's not easy. So also they mention, you know, very beginning, your mind must be what? Even, equal, what? Your mind in equanimity. Your mind equanimity?
Yeah, equanimity.
Your mind, so...
It's not a word found in English dictionary.
Yeah, equanimous. Yeah, so you must practice the equanimous mind. You say that? Equanimous mind. Yeah, I don't know.
所以当我们要修这个第一点的知母的时候呢，其实呢，修这一点呢，是要帮助我们呢，升起我们的菩提心呢，让我们发这个菩提心。这个发菩提心呢，首先呢，我们就应该能够看到所有的众生呢，都曾经当过我的母亲，啊，这一世和过去世。然后呢，依着这样的理解，这样的认知呢，我们升起啊这个慈爱的心，而慈爱的心呢升起，我们才能够升起这个菩提心。所以最初开始修的时候呢，我们应该修这个平等的心。
So they mentioned that very beginning, your mind must be, you know, very equal mind, you know, not hating so much to some sentient beings and not attached to somebody, some sentient beings, you know, see all sentient beings as equal.So this is the very basis meditation, you know.
所以刚开始修的时候呢，我们修这个平等心，就修平等心呢，让我们呢能够不会对某一些众生呢起这个贪着、这个贪执的心，也不会对一些众生呢起这个嗔恨的心，会视众生呢都为平等。
So here, so very beginning, so of course there's many different ways, but just one of the scholar mentioned that, you know, first you meditate. The human beings who are not your friend, not your enemy, bring this person in your object. You know, then see, look your mind to this person who is not your enemy, who is not your friend.Relative, nothing, you know, just a stranger, you know. You look at that, then whether your mind attached to the person or hate to the person, you look at that, you know, to the person, how your mind appear, you know, when you look to the person.
所以呢，当然这个修这平等心呢，有不同的方法呢。这样呢，其中一个学者，他的方法呢，就是呢，观众生呢为平等是怎么样的呢？就是他们呢不是你不是像朋友一般你有这个贪着心，也不是像这个敌人一样你有这嗔恨的心。所以当你看到众生的时候呢，你要先觉察观察你自己的心呢。能够平等的对待这个众生。
Yeah, so you train this one, you know, with your mind, with the particular person, you know. So you train your mind in equanimity, you know, don't hate and don't attach, you know. So
balance your mind. You know, try to bring like equal mind there, you know, not so much attachment, no hatred, you know, try to look, you know, balance that with this person, you know.
所以呢，刚开始修的时候呢，它是很有针对性的，它是你要选一个人哦，一个人，一个众生这样来修来观修，这样呢，直到你能够升起这个平等心，你要能够修到对这个众生呢不起这个贪着，也不起这个嗔心呢，你能够平和呢心达到平衡的状态，就你这个对这众生的平等心呢就升起了。
So like that, then after that, your mind is okay. You know, your mind is equally there. You're not attached, not hatred, you know, with this particular person. Then you move different object. Next object, you can see your loved one. You know, your loved one bring as an object. Then you see that object, you know, how your mind works there, you know.
当你这个心呢平等心升起，对着众生升起的时候呢，你就会啊，你也不会贪着，也不会嗔恨的时候呢，这样你就要再观修另外一个众生。这个众生呢，是你所真爱的人呢，把它当做对境来观修。在你看看，当你看到这个人的时候，你的心呢是怎么样的一种心态
？Okay, bring this object and now try to practice equanimity there. You know. Equanimous mind, you know, not so attached, not so hatred like before. You know, your mind able to put that object, your loved one, you know, like in equanimity, not attached, not hatred. Whether you can put that or not, you see that, you know.
当你修这个你真爱的人呢，那修的时候呢，修到你对他。 不起这个贪着的心，不贪爱的心，对他不会升起了嗔恨的心的时候呢，不贪不嗔的时候，达到了平等的心态的时候呢，这样你就修，你就完成了这个观修。So
like that, so that time when you think about the loved one, that's always you know because it is my relative or this my friend or. Or this person helped me, or this and that, always feeling some kind of different feeling there, you know. More close, anyway, this more attachment like that, some kind of feeling arise. Then, if that happens, so then your mind is not equanimity, you know. Then you have to try to reduce that attachment and bring down, you know.
当我们修呢，我们关系的对境呢，是我们真爱的人的话，比如说我们的亲戚啊、亲人啊，或者朋友啊，或者是曾经我们得到很多帮助，他给我们的帮助的人的时候，我们通常都会有很多各种不一样的那个情感的出现呢、啊，我们会觉得哦，这个人非常亲近，所以我们会起一个贪执的这种心呢、啊，所以当我们贪执的心升起的时候呢，我们的心呢就不平等了。 这样我们要进一步去思维啊，怎么减少我们这样的贪执的这心
？So like that, so then you are able to maintain some kind of equanimity with your loved one. Then you move the third object, which is your enemy. You know, bring this particular enemy in your mind, and see how your mind works. You know, whether your mind live in equanimity like before or not.
当我们对我们的真爱的人呢，能够升起这平等心的时候呢，这样我们就移到另外一个人哦，这个人呢是我们的敌人，我们就把我们的敌人当做我们的对境来观修，然后看看当我们看这个人的时候，在我们心里面看这个人的时候，我们心态是怎么样的？我们有没有平等心呢
？So when you see, look at and you think your enemy in front of you, you know, then always, you know, then some kind of death. always think that, oh, this person harm me, or this my enemy, or this person harm my relative, or this and that. You know, somehow your mind is more hatred to the person or not, you know. You have to see that. If that kind of hatred mind arises, then your mind is not equal. Then you have to try to bring down this hatred mind and try to bring down like before, like two objects, like in equal mind.
当我们在观修敌人为对境的时候呢，我们观想在我们前方出现这个敌人，哦，在我们就想，哎，这个人呢，为什么是我们的敌人？因为他曾经呢伤害过我，或者伤害过我所，就伤害过我的家人啊，我的亲人啊，或者我的朋友等等。所以呢，我们的心是怎么样呢？我们会对这个所谓的敌人呢，升起了嗔恨的心。当这嗔恨的心升起的时候呢，我们的心呢就不平等了。 所以呢，这时候我们要进一步观修，怎么样减弱这样的不平等的心态。
So like that, so this, you know, with three objects, you know, very beginning meditate, then try to bring your mind equal, equanimity mind. But all these three objects, you can bring your mind, you know, in equanimity mind, no hatred, no attachment, you know.
所以呢，这就是修这平等心的方法，就是要取三个对境。 作为观修的对象，第一个呢是我们不认识的人哦，既不贪着，也不会嗔恨我们不认识的人。第二个呢就是我们亲爱的人、真爱的人。第三个呢是我们的敌人。我们用这三个人呢作为我们观修平等心的对境。So,
so this is a very important basis to develop loving kindness. You know, your mind must be equal, you know. But you see every sentient being as equal, you know. You know, not less. Somebody attached too much, and someone you hate too much, then it's impossible. You know, there's no basis to develop bodhicitta mind. You know, the very basis, you must have this.
所以呢，我们要升起这平等心呢，是非常重要的。它是我们所有后面要观修的一个基础。要有了这样的平等心呢，我们才能够升起我们的大慈心哦，就能够平等的对待每一个众生呢，给予他们慈爱。 所以呢，如果我们有对某一个众生啊，有这个贪执的话，或者对某个众生有嗔恨的话呢，像我们呢就失去了这个平等的心，失去了平等的心呢，我们就很难哦升起这个菩提心。So
here, so the biggest obstacle to develop bodhicitta is attachment and anger. You know, so. If you don't reduce this attachment anger, you know, attached to the loved one and hatred to the enemy. If you don't stop this mind, then it's impossible to develop bodhicitta mind. So must reduce the attachment and hatred and bring your mind back to the equanimity, you know, mind.
所以呢，如果要升起菩提心呢？ 我们就要排除它的障碍。这升起菩提心的障碍呢，就是这个贪执，还有我们的嗔恨。如果呢，我们不阻止我们的贪执和嗔恨呢，升起的话，我们就不能顺利的升起我们的菩提心。所以呢，要想要升起或证得这个菩提心的话呢，我们就要尽力的去观修，去减弱我们的贪执的心。我们就要尽力呢，去观修减弱我们这个嗔恨的心。当我们的嗔恨、我们的贪执的心呢，能够平息的话，我们就证得或修到了这个平等的心。So
here again, this is the most difficult. You know, so another most difficult, how to reduce your attachment mind to the loved one, how to reduce your hatred to the enemy. You know? So this must reduce. Otherwise, impossible to get bodhicitta mind. So this mind must be reduced, you know, with the lot of thinking, you know, with the meditation, then reduce this two minds.
所以呢，这一点可能是 我们在修行道路上啊，最难做到的。 就是呢要减轻减弱我们对我们所珍爱的人呢我们的亲人呢我们的朋友等等这种贪着的心也是很难很难做到对我们的敌人呢减弱对他们的嗔恨的心可是如果不去观修啊不去思维去观修减弱这两种心态的话呢我们就不可能让我们的菩提心呢能够升起所以我们要必须根据上述的方法呢如理的去思维如理的去观修
So as we mentioned last time when you told the middle scope you know so that the poles of samsara. You know, there's no certainty in the samsara. You know.
所以在上一次我们的开示中，也就是在中士道的修行的开示中呢，仁波切已经讲过了轮回的过患。其中一个过患呢，就是轮回里面无决定。
So here the one method is that. So by thinking that.In samsara, there's no certainty, you know. So when you to attach to the loved one, then remember that, you know, in samsara, there's no certainty. The loved one, the friend can be enemy, you know. This friend can turn to the enemy anytime, can be stranger, you know, can be changed anytime, you know.
所以我们在修这个大乘修行的时候呢，也要依靠这中士道德的修行基础。这其中一个是轮回无决定，这样怎么去思维呢？就是当我们对我们所珍爱的人、我们亲人啊、朋友啊等等帮助过我们起这贪执的心理的时候，我们觉得他们非常珍贵、非常宝贝的时候，你就要去思维，在轮回当中啊。在我们这样多多无始以来轮回当中，我们的朋友哦，可能呢会变成，就下一回会变成我们的敌人，甚至呢，在这一刻、这一生、这一刻呢，我们朋友呢也会因为某些事情、某些原因呢，而变成我们敌人，所以他是没有决定的。
So whole idea is that you know when you're too attached, yeah.Your mind is not balanced, you know, too much emotion. So must reduce this. So how to reduce is that, you know, with this thinking, you know. Because in samsara, then the certainty can be changed anytime. So like that. Even your anger with the enemy, then always think that it can be changed. Enemy can be friend, you know. So therefore, no need to hate so much. So,Friend can be enemy, so therefore no need to attach too much. You know, thinking this way, then you're able to reduce your attachment, hatred, you know.
所以呢，我们不需要太执着于我们的亲爱的、哦、真爱的人哦。如果我们起了太多这个执着的话呢，我们的心呢就不平等。所以呢，减低这样的贪执哦是非常重要的。怎么减弱或减低这样的贪执呢？我们要记得轮回里无决定，所以就算呢是我们所嗔恨的敌人，也可以在下一刻变成我们的朋友。所以对我们的敌人呢，我们也不需恨得太多，也不需恨得太深。
So like that. So always thinking that, you know, meditate on that, you know. So friend, enemy can be changed anytime, each moment.Friend can be changed. The second moment, enemy can be changed to friend. Friend can turn to the enemy. So like that. So there's no guarantee, no certainty. So when you think that, then this helps.
所以呢，我们要这样的去思维啊。这一刻呢，这个人可能是我的朋友；下一刻呢，这个人可能就是我的敌人。或者这一刻呢，这个人是我的敌人；下一刻呢，这个人可能就是我的朋友。因为呢，这样的东西呢是没有决定的，这就是轮回的本质，谁也不能打包票。
So like that, so this the, and with this then balance, you know, you're able to see these three person equal, you know, like looking equally like that, you know. you know, so not so much hatred and attachment, you know, but seeing every these three objects same, you know.
所以呢，如果能够这样去思维的话呢，我们的心呢就会比较平衡，或者我们讲呢，我们的心呢就比较平等，啊，所以呢，我们就能把我们的真爱的亲人、朋友和敌人呢，都看成他们是一样的，他们都是平等的。So
even then, So there's another method. Then, even if think like that, you know, then there's another method is like that. When you really your mind is still go like that, attachment, you know, to the friend, is still hatred to the enemy. Then again, there's another method is looking from the sentient being side. These three. The friend and enemy from these two angles, from them side, from their side. You know, you look from their side, what they think. Both are equally same. What they think is equally same. You know, they just want happiness, but they don't know suffering, you know, from looking from their point of view.
所以呢，这是我们思维和以便修得这个平等心的方法。 要是呢，要是我们对我们的朋友还是起很深的贪执，我们对敌人还是起很深的一个嗔恨心的话，还是没有办法，没有办法做到的话，还有另外一个方法。另外一个方法呢，就是从众生的角度来看，这个我们所讲的这个朋友，或者是我们所讲的这个敌人呢，从他们的角度来看，他们是平等的。怎么说呢？因为不论是 朋友或是敌人呢，他们都是要追求得到幸福快乐的，他们都是不要痛苦的。
So here, so when you look at your loved one, so then immediately some kind of attachment arise that disturb your mind. You know, when you see enemy, immediately arise hatred, anger, so that disturb your mind. You know, then that happen, always look from this object, from the object side. It's equally same, you know. There's no difference. The both enemy or friend, they want happiness, but they don't want suffering. You know, from their side, equally different, you know. You're able to look like that.
所以当我们对我们的亲人起贪执，对敌人起嗔恨的时候呢，它就打乱了我们的心的平衡，我们的心呢就不平等了。 可是从我们的对境，这个亲人和敌人呢，这两个对境本身来看呢，他们其实是平等的，因为呢，他们都要想得到快乐，他们都不想得到痛苦。So
now then, you might have question. Okay, maybe the same from these two from their side, maybe no different, but from my side is different. You know, you might think that.
所以你可能会进一步有这样的疑问了，对呀，对境本身亲人或敌人本身都是要快乐啊，他们都不要痛苦，他们是平等。这样的角度来看，对境本身是平等的。可是从我自己我个人的角度来看，他们是不平等的，他们是不一样的。So
from your side, when you look this two sentient beings, from your side also like you cannot differentiate, you know, you can love one, you hate one. From your point of view, also not correct because this all, you know, your enemy also has been your mother, you know, so it has been your mother, you know.
这样从你的角度来看，你对你的亲人啊，或者你的朋友啊，起这个贪执的心啊，真爱的心，然后你对你的敌人起这嗔恨的心呢，啊，你认为这是天经地义的，这是应该，这是对的，可是呢，从 从进一步去分析啊，如果你进一步去分析，其实这样的想法也是不对的。你不应该有这样的分别心的，因为呢，这一世这个敌人呢，他在过去是曾经是你最真爱的母亲。Okay,
so has been mother, so therefore, so I shouldn't hate so much, you know.
所以呢，你不应该去嗔恨他。
So there, so here, so like that, you know, when you meditate like that, so then you look from the truth, you know, from the sentient being side, they're equally same.From your side, also equally same, you know. Both help you, you know. Either this life, in the past life. So there's no difference, you know. Both equally help you. Both equally hate you in the past. So there's no reason you must attach this person and you hate this person. So there's no reason there.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样去观修，这样思维的话，无论是从众生的角度，他本众生本身的角度，或者从你自己个人的角度，其实他们都是平等的。无论是这一生你想到的这一生，还是过去生这样的来看的话，无论是敌人或者是朋友，他们都曾经帮助过你，或曾经陷害过你，或害过你，或恨过你，或什么，他们都是一样的。所以你没有理由呢，对某一方面呢特别的袒护，特别的爱护，然后对某一方呢特别的嗔恨。
So this is very beginning. You know how to balance your mind with the enemy and the friend. You know.
所以这是我们平衡我们心态的方法哦，敌人或朋友啊，那种心态的方法。
Okay, so this is how to develop love and compassion. This basis must have, you know, without that, love and compassion is all part of, you know, what call not the partial, you know, partial love and compassion, not cover for each all sentient beings.When you have attachment and anger, you know.
所以呢，这是我们要先修的方法哦，当作基础，这样我们才能够使我们的慈心和悲心呢升起来。好，所以我们就首先呢就要修这个平等的心态，修这个平等的心。
Okay, so this is so here because there, you know.So the whole point is that, you know, how to see the sentient beings, you know, more precious than wishful pulling jewel and hold them the dear all the time, you know. So this, so I would understand that, you have to understand many things, you know, before that.
所以呢，这是第一颂啊，视众生比如意宝还要来的重要，就视之尤胜如意宝，然后呢，你就能24小时，每天24小时，每星期7天，恒常心怀真爱情。如果呢，你能够明白这一点的话呢，你就能明白很多很多东西了。
Okay, that's all.
所以今天讲的就是这第一颂。所以这是第一颂的内容。
有 question, then ask one.
大家有问题可以问，因为时间的关系，只能问我看我只能问一道问题。来，你有问题，我知道。
怎么样修解脱轮回啊，这我们在人生的道路啊，就是在这轮回之中啊，一直在流转六道轮回之中在转啊，很苦哎。要怎么样修？我们要赶快解脱轮回。
Okay, how do we achieve liberation? Because we have been circling in samsara.And it's very, very, it's a lot of suffering. So how do we actually go about practicing it so that we can achieve liberation as quickly as possible?
Your question is very profound, last one and this one.
你的问题问得越来越深奥了。
Very good question. What? What do you say?
How do we quickly achieve liberation? Because there's a lot of suffering in samsara. How to achieve liberation quickly and more quickly? You 问的问题哦，等一下哦，人不觉要讲哦，讲八个星期嘞，才讲得完。你问的问题一个星期讲不完呢。
What is it?
Her question is very profound, so Rinpoche may not be able to explain it quickly, so may take another 8 weeks, 8 lessons to cover it.
Yeah, so... next one, yeah, next time.
下一次吧，因为答案太长了。
好，谢谢。
Yeah, I think boils down to Four Noble Truths. Yeah, again, boils down to Four Noble Truths. The answer is there in the Four Noble Truths. Yeah.
答案呢就在那个四圣谛里面了。哦，所以要重新讲了，讲四圣谛了。
So, but one thing is that.Have the renunciation, you know, this samsara where you live, you know, able to see this full of suffering, you know, then having some renunciation in the samsara, then, yeah, then liberation is quick, yeah, when you see that.
所以呢，如果讲这个四圣谛的话呢，首先我们就是必须要这个出离心。我们必须能够明了呢，我们这个轮回啊，我们这个轮回里面呢，它是充满着痛苦的。所以，因为我们了解到轮回是苦，所以我们就希求的解脱，从这苦里面解脱出来啊。所以呢，我们要清楚的认知啊，这解脱呢是很好的一件事。我们呢要有这个希求解脱的心。
So our question is how to achieve liberation quickly, you know? I don't know how to answer. Liberation quickly.
所以你的问题是怎么样很快很快快速的从轮回里面解脱了。
Yeah, so answer, short answer is that when you see the samsara is full of suffering, you know, when you see samsara is disgusting, you know, want it to come out,from samsara quick as possible. When I have this mind, then liberation is very quick. Yeah.
所以答案呢，如果你要一个很简短的答案，就是当你呢能够清楚的了知哦，这个轮回呢是充满着痛苦的，这轮回的痛苦呢是你不想要的哦，这样你又希求啊，就从这个轮回里面呢解脱出来的话，这样呢你就解脱呢。就会变得非常容易，会变得比较快速了。
Also, as Sri Rinpoche messes there, you know what we see the samsara is like a park. You know, as Sri Rinpoche mentioned, we see the samsara is beautiful park. You know, we don't see it's really full of suffering. You know, we see some nice park. So that's why if you see it, until you see that, there's no quick liberation.
所以昨天呢放映的电影哦，大家都看到了、哦、这个仁波切呢索巴上师呢仁波切已经讲了、哦、就是其实呢我们看到的这个轮回啊，我们都觉得这个轮回就好像个漂亮的公园呢、啊、哦里面很多很漂亮的东西，所以我们都乐不思蜀，所以我们都不会觉得它是很痛苦的。所以当你不觉得这个轮回是痛苦的话呢，你就不会想到要快速的从这个轮回里面解脱出来了。
Okay,
所以今天呢就讲到这里。所以现在呢我们就做回向，回向这个比较大的这个日常诵文啊，这个法本里面。第32页，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。报告下个星期我们休息一天，下个星期没有课，后个星期22号才有课。Announcement, next week we stop for 1 week. We take a break. The lesson will continue on 22nd of June. Oh, please leave the cushion, everything here, because we are going to have Guru Puja at 4 o'clock. 请不要收拾哦，收拾哦，把这些蒲团啊、座位啊全部放在这里，坐垫全部放在这里，因为等一下呢，我们有普佛。谢谢大家，我们后个星期见，22号，不用后个星期，萨克达瓦的时候你们要来这里。Thank you, Rinpoche.